"We have been privileged," he cried, strutting about like a game cock, "to be present at one of the typical decisive battles of history, the battles which have determined the fate of the world. What, my friends, is the conquest of one nation by another? It is meaningless. Each produces the same result. But those fierce fights when, in the dawn of the ages, the cave-dwellers held their own against the tiger folk, or the elephants first found that they had a master, those were the real conquests, the victories that count. By this strange turn of fate, we have seen and helped to decide even such a contest. Now, upon this plateau, the future must ever be for man."
It needed a robust faith in the end to justify such tragic means. As we advanced together through the woods, we found the ape-men lying thick, transfixed with spears or arrows. Here and there a little group of shattered Indians marked where one of the anthropoids had turned to bay and sold his life dearly. Always in front of us we heard the yelling and roaring which showed the direction of the pursuit. The ape-men had been driven back to their city. They had made a last stand there. Once again they had been broken, and now we were in time to see the final fearful scene of all. Some 80 or 100 males, the last survivors, had been driven across that same little clearing which led to the edge of the cliff, the scene of our own exploit 2 days before. As we arrived, the Indians, a semicircle of spearmen, had closed in on them, and in a minute it was over. 30 or 40 died where they stood. The others, screaming and clawing, were thrust over the precipice, and went hurtling down, as their prisoners had of old, onto the sharp bamboos 600 feet below. It was as Challenger had said, and the reign of man was assured forever in Maplewhite Land. The males were exterminated. Ape Town was destroyed. The females and young were driven away to live in bondage, and the long rivalry of untold centuries had reached its bloody end. For us the victory brought much advantage. Once again we were able to visit our camp and get at our stores. Once more also we were able to communicate with Zambo, who had been terrified by the spectacle from afar of an avalanche of apes falling from the edge of the cliff.
"Come away, masters, come away!" he cried, his eyes starting from his head. "The devil get you sure if you stay up there."
"It is the voice of sanity," said Summerlee with conviction. "We have had adventures enough, and they are neither suitable to our character or our position. I hold you to your word, Challenger. From now onwards you devote your energies to getting us out of this horrible country and back once more to civilization.